very much to our one devoted listener.
Our most loyal, devoted listener that there is.
Yeah. How's my stance look? Do I look confident with my microphone stance?
Yeah, I'm still confused as to why you're standing.
Well, I'm practicing.
Also, for stand-up.
Yeah, also want to... Okay, well, let's say the name of the show. We forgot to do that. This is the show that doesn't have a name with Matt Gerber and Alexander Andrews.
There you go.
And today's episode is Lucky Eights.
Also, our eighth show.
Yeah, our eighth show. Thanks for listening to eight of our shows. And welcome to the field, the Lafayette Leopards. I really wanted to say that. All right.
That's why you're standing.
Yeah, so I can say that.
Okay.
We
got some good tunes for you guys tonight. We're going to be playing some songs, working on some CS301. Because we got homework due tomorrow in that class.
Well, isn't it due tonight?
It is due tonight. You're right. It's due in like 3 hours.
All right. Well, what's the first song we're going to play tonight?
First song we're going to play tonight is it's called What You Like. It's by the band Wallows, who we played a few weeks ago. Back on this here show. This very same show.
Let's get it.
We played their song, I forget what it's called, Uncomfortable, back then.
Back then.
Now we're playing a new one, which is off their brand new album, which came out a few weeks ago, called Nothing Happens.
Nothing Happens.
This is the band Wallows. This is one of my favorite albums of the year so far, so keep an ear out for, well, it's already out, I guess. Just tune your ears in. To this lovely album.
This lovely, lovely album. Why don't we get it?
All right. Let's get it. 12 minutes in. Let's hit that first song. Sorry for the late start, everyone. We had some mic troubles and some headphone troubles, and they're still not fixed, so I don't know why we bothered. But
and some walking. Your cable over here is looking a little frayed.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, take a look.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's blast the tunes. Let's get to some work. And let's take a listen.
All right, here it is. This is What You Like by Wallows.
Wallows.
Wallows. Let me make sure my mic's all the way up. Okay, there we go. Here we go.
Are you plugged in?
We'll be right back.
you like. Don't waste a performance, don't give it away. I just need an answer. What did you say?
I gotta suggest a song.
We back.
That's a very poppy. It was very positive vibes. You were rocking out over there.
Was I?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Check out the album "Nothing Happens" by Wallows. Great band. Great album. Possibly my favorite album of 2019. Possibly. So far.
We still have 8 months left.
But then again, the album that Alex won't let me talk about came out last week, and so that was really good too. But I won't bring it up again. Anyway,
never again. Okay. I have to come with a follow up, and I think I might go with the song called. This isn't thematically what should follow, but I'm trying to think of what other song in here is positive. Actually, play Milk by Sweet Trip. I think that is it, the song.
All right.
I think that's the song I want to play. Maybe this other one. I'll have to take a listen to it. Well, let's just go with this.
All right, here we go.
I still have other songs we could play later.
Thank you.
And we're back. And after that chill, chill song about drifting away, I guess. I don't really know what that song's about, but yeah.
You see the black hole?
Yeah, I did see the picture of the black hole. It's not really a black hole. You can't see a black hole.
It's true. It's technically everything but a black hole.
Everything but the black hole. In red color for some reason.
I didn't realize that that wasn't already a thing. That we couldn't see. This is the first picture.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
I guess everything I've seen has just been an artist rendering.
You didn't realize that the very detailed photographs were artist renderings?
No, I mean the detailed ones, yeah. But I feel like I've seen pictures like this.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
But I guess not. I guess I haven't. Maybe yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of wormholes. I think we've seen pictures of those.
Of wormholes?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't think wormholes were real.
Yeah, they're real.
I don't think wormholes are real.
I'm pretty sure they're real.
I don't think so, dude.
Yeah. They were in Interstellar.
And that movie is 100% nonfiction.
I mean, it's not nonfiction, but it's like
love.
It's not all true, but
you know, love is the fifth dimension, right?
That's according to Interstellar, kind of. Yeah, but I don't know. That was cool. I was just scrolling through Reddit just now. There's a lot of good memes about the black hole.
Memes.
Someone say memes.
Yeah, yeah. I'd call them memes. I'm a big meme guy.
Mm, yes.
I am subscribed to many meme channels. What song are you playing next?
This song is long.
Oh, you're playing the long song.
But it's good. It's by Tame Impala.
It's a famous band.
It is a famous band. And, yeah, this is from their album. Sorry, I just got a text. Leah says that they're theoretical black holes.
Okay.
But, like, they're not made up.
There's a photo of
a black hole. It's not like there's one in our galaxy, but, like, they're not made up. Like, in Interstellar, there just happens to be one, like, over by Saturn.
Yeah, but, like, I think the big thing is that there are no pictures
of... Right, I guess not. I don't know. I clearly don't know much about astronomy.
Yeah, do you take that? I'm pretty sure if you take astronomy here, you're guaranteed an A.
I'm thinking about doing it next semester, actually, because I got open classes.
I think I might, too. So that, to bring up my GPA. Right, that might be a good idea. Maybe we could take it together.
Oh, we could be lab partners again?
Yeah. Oh, is that a full lab course?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe it is. Ooh, I gotta take physics next semester.
One or two?
Two.
Oh, that one's a little rough.
Fun. Anyways, this song is called Let It Happen. It's the first track off of Tame Impala's most recent album, Currents. Although it's soon to not be their most recent album because they're putting out a new album soon.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. The song is like almost 8 minutes long, so.
That's good though. We got work to do.
Yeah, we got a little work to do over here on the other side.
Yeah.
But it's a good song. It's eight quality minutes, so.
Yeah, quality music.
Yeah. This is Tame Impala with their song. Currents. Oh, sorry. Their song, Let It Happen.
Let it happen.
Here you go.
All right. I think I got this mostly.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us through that very lengthy but very good song.
It's a classic on the I'm Getting Wavy track, I guess. I don't know. It's a very chill song.
Yeah, the whole album is, it's a very good album.
Have you seen the music videos for the one with the monkey and the guy and his, like, not his real girlfriend?
I have not, no.
That's the one. I forget what song that is. Let me go to Tame Impala. It's one of the more popular songs. The music for The Less I Know, The Better.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song. I don't know the music video, but...
Oh, it's a very weird music video.
I was going to play that song, but it's not clean.
It is not clean. And the music video itself is not clean either. It has some suggestive imagery.
All right.
If you guys want to check that out.
The FCC might not approve, but we do.
We approve.
We approve of you.
We approve of many things.
Oh.
Like going against established customs and institutions. We're okay with that. Sleepy?
Oh, man. I am a little sleepy, yes.
Somebody in here makes you sleepy.
I know. It's always so warm, but it's like nice warm. Yeah. You know,
it's
like
probably also like a lack of airflow. Yeah. Probably a lot of stale air in here.
Yeah.
Running through these computers and radio machinery.
What do we got next, Alex? What's
We're going to play a song called Never Lonely by a musician. I don't know if it's a full band. I think it's just one guy called Space Mountain off the album Big Sky. And when I first found the song, I was really into it. I haven't listened to it for a little bit, so I think it would be a good re-listen.
All right, here it is. Never Lonely by Space Mountain.
Friend, today I feel okay.
we're back on the radio. You and me, Matt Gerber.
Yep.
And who else is listening out there?
Let's see what we got next. Up next, we got a song by Young the Giant, who's a really good band. I enjoy them a lot. This is from their second to most recent album, which is called Home of the Strange. It's from 2016. It's called Jungle Youth, and it's really good. Reminds me of the Black Keys, if you're familiar with the Black Keys.
Oh, the Black Keys. I always mix up the Black Keys and the White Stripes. Mm. Are the Black Keys the two-person band, or is that the White Stripes?
You know, actually, I think they're both two-person bands. Okay. White Stripes is Jack White and his ex-wife, well, now ex-wife.
Oh, and he wouldn't let her practice the drums. She plays the drums, right, in that band?
She plays the drums, yes.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let her practice.
Really?
Yeah, what? It was like a weird thing where it was like part of the sound is just not having like an amazingly tight drummer. It was part of like the what he wanted out of the music.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like a documentary. I haven't seen it, but someone else told me about that.
So. I think the Black Keys is also a duo. Let's see. Let's check it out.
Let's check it out. Why not?
Looks like it, yeah. It does say on Spotify, it's counterparts of the White Stripes.
Oh. Is it a... like?
They're both guitar and drum blues rock duos. So yes, they're both duos.
Okay. And the Black Keys. Who's in the Black Keys?
Well, the Black Keys, I don't know, just two dudes.
Two dudes?
Yeah.
Who probably get to practice.
Yeah, I would imagine they practice.
Yeah, unlike the White Stripes.
The White Stripes aren't together anymore because they got divorced.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The guy wouldn't let the girl practice.
Yeah, that's sort of messed up. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. Well, it's all part of the aesthetic.
I guess.
I don't know. You gotta watch the documentary. Maybe one day we can watch the documentary.
Alright.
Anyway, well, what was the song title again?
Jungle Youth.
Jungle Youth?
It is. It's not the Black Keys, but it kind of sounds like them, so.
Oh, okay.
Not a duo, though.
Not a duo.
There's like five guys in Young Giant.
Okay.
Anyways, here it is.
Listening to this voice in my head.
And we are back. Sorry, I'm a little slow on the board tonight.
That's okay. Long day. A lot of sun today. A lot of work that I'm not really getting done right now that I need to get done.
Other work?
Well, I have other homework to do tonight, but I might send it in tomorrow morning. I'll be like, oh, my phone broke.
Hopefully Professor Dahl is not listening to our show. What if he was? What if Professor Dahl listened to our show? That'd be so great.
That would be great.
Except for the fact that you just...
Yeah, totally well, like, I have it done. I just have the last problem to write up, and it's like a full page. And I want to get this done, because I feel like Tao is probably a little less forgiving than Professor Dahl.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, we have a good homework grade. I don't think we should be too concerned.
Okay.
We got like an 88 on the homework so far, I think.
That's good.
Because we got... There was just one that was like bad. But everyone did bad on that one, so maybe we'll drop it. I don't know. Anyways, not that the people on the radio care about how we're doing in 301.
Yeah, let's just keep talking about the radio music. I don't know. I don't really know right now.
You don't know?
I don't know. Why don't you tell them what you do know?
What I do know is that we got a song coming up next.
Called Mother of Maladies by...
Morrow?
It's a little like... It's a little noisy.
Morrow?
It's a little musical. It's got musical properties.
It's got musical properties?
Yeah.
All right. I do like musical properties when I listen to music, so that would be a good thing, I guess.
So why don't we drop this track?
Let's drop it. Here it is. Mother of Maladies by Morrow. Also, sorry for accidentally clicking on a completely different song and kind of almost starting the song over last time. Anyways, won't happen again. Mother of Maladies by Morrow.
Feel me, velvet, ivory, and fallen trees. The sky is thick. Mother of memories, mother of maladies. The moon is bright, I watch it almost every night. The sounds of time play a game of rhymes. They win every line. Breathe me cleaner air, a gift from somewhere. The wait is long, I feel a summer breeze. Bring with it falling leaves. See a face warm and brings a feeling. The touch of skin, someone's back again. I always wonder when. Every night, I am with you. I'm feeling. Every night, it's not every night, I know.
And we are back. Once again, that was Mother of Maladies. I never clicked play on that song on Teal. Whoops. Mother of Maladies by...
Something.
Morrow, maybe. I don't know. It's a little bit of a tongue twister there. A lot of M's.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
We got time for just a few more songs. I'm going to say probably two more songs tonight. Next up, you ever see the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Alex?
I did see that movie. I enjoyed that movie.
You enjoyed it? I watched it.
I enjoyed
over
the vegan part.
The vegan part is hysterical.
Yeah, it's so funny.
There's a song featured in that movie. Scott's ex, who's played by Brie Larson.
Which one?
She becomes a pop star. I forget her name. And she's like in a band. She does this song, and it's actually a cover of. The song is called Black Sheep, and the band is called Metric. It's some Canadian band. But this is the original version. This is not Brie Larson's cover, which I think is superior to this version, but is not on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I guess I could just play it on YouTube, but
yeah,
I feel like I should play the original. So okay. Well, this is Black Sheep by Metric.
I have to look up Brie Larson. I don't know what she looks like.
She's Captain Marvel right now, if it helps.
I haven't seen that movie.
Great movie.
The Shazam Captain Marvel or...
What?
Shazam. Like the character Shazam, you know, the movie? That's Captain Marvel. Like the character's name.
Captain Marvel, actually.
Marvel.
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
I think. Or I'm... Yeah, it's Captain Marvel.
Marvel.
It was like the original Shazam.
But, like, you know, it's spelled the same way.
Well, M-A-R-V-E-L. There's a dash, though.
I don't think so.
All right. I thought there was a dash. Maybe not. Anyways.
No.
This is the Marvel Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Carol Danvers. Yes, I have seen it. It's a great movie. Anyways, this is Black Sheep by Metric. Here it is.
Oh, she played... Okay. Yeah, she played that character. All right.
Trick the past again. Send you my love on a wire. Lift you up every time.
Once again, that was Black Sheep by Metric. From Canada.
From Canada.
I don't know why I feel like it's important that they're from Canada, but they are from Canada.
A lot of TV shows are from Canada.
That's true.
Also, shout out, we have one new listener.
We do? Yeah. Who's that?
My friend Birds.
Birds?
Birds.
Shout out to you, Birds.
What a good nickname.
What's his real name?
It's a she.
Or her real name? I said or her real name?
Yeah, that's a secret.
Oh, okay.
But it's Birds.
Does she go here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Birds.
Birds. It's a good nickname.
All right. Frisbee?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because nickname and because you know them.
Yeah. I don't really know anyone else. Besides you. You're not a Frisbee and I know you. And I know your girlfriend.
That's true.
Kind of.
Do you know her name?
Yeah. I don't want to disclose her privacy on over air. Like
I definitely didn't say it earlier in the episode. So.
Oh, you did. Okay. So it's Leah.
Nailed it.
Fuck yeah.
Dude.
Hit. One more. There we go. We dumped the last 10 seconds. I got the name right, but then I said, I congratulated myself, and that wasn't so good. Oh, and you just knocked my headphones out.
Whoops. Sorry. Leah just texted me. She says, nailed it.
Oh, but did we nail getting rid of the F word?
I don't know.
I assume so.
Did we? She'll probably text me in 2 seconds. Let's see. Fun fact about Scott Pilgrim, in case you're curious. You look very curious right now, Alex.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm very curious about, for some reason, this jack over here is slightly broken. So the right side kicks out, but the left side was still in. And weird. It was very much twiddling and fiddling in order to get the right side back in.
You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm good.
Now I can hear you again. Interesting fact about Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
So,
movie or manga?
Movie.
Graphic novel, I guess it is.
Yes. This is about the movie. Specifically with regards to the star of the show, Scott Pilgrim himself, who's played by Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera is a pretty good bass player. Like, he's really good.
And he's in a band.
In the, yeah.
Well, he has his own, like, music.
He does his, he makes music and stuff. But play, for the movie, they told him to dumb it down a little bit. Because they're just supposed to be kind of like a not great, you know, garage kind of band. And he walks in there day one on the set and is like really good at the bass. Because he plays like, you know.
Like a bow, 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 bow,
yeah, just like,
bow,
just like that. Bow, 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 and so Edgar Wright, the director of the movie, is like, yo, you gotta like, because like the other people in the band in the movie were like completely new to their instruments. They had to, like, the guy on the drums and or the girl on the drums have to like, had to like learn their instruments on set and everything.
Yeah.
So that to get the feeling of like it's just a couple of friends playing together, they told him to dumb it down.
I know. I feel like with a lot of real bands though, like if you just see like random bands, there's like one or two players who are like much better than the rest of the band.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it would have made sense. But I guess he's not. I guess Scott Pilgrim is not supposed to be that good at the bass.
Oh, he was a casual guy.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you want to play a song by Scott Pilgrim? I can name. I can name one. I mean, not Scott Pilgrim by Michael Cera.
Sure.
Play Clay Pigeons.
Clay by Pigeons.
Michael Cera.
All right. I don't have that on the playlist here. I gotta find that.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're running a little bit long tonight, guys. But I hope you're with us. Hope you're listening. Maybe this should be our last song actually, because we gotta finish this homework.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Here's Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera himself. Sorry, I just kind of burped as I was saying that.
That's okay. I bet people liked it.
Clay Pigeons. I bet you your friend Bird Birds likes this.
I like, you know, shooting things that are supposed to be birds. I'd do that.
Okay, maybe she doesn't like it.
Yeah. You ever go clay pigeon shooting?
I have not, no.
Yeah, neither have I.
Oh, well. Maybe one day we'll go together and we'll listen to the song Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera. Thank you for listening, everyone. We really appreciated it. We hope you enjoyed our lovely show.
Our lovely, lovely show. We had two listeners. My other friend, I kept trying to get him to listen to it.
Who's that?
He, Mikey Salerno from home.
Oh, okay.
He refused to listen and said he was playing online Pokemon like a chump.
I feel like you can play online Pokemon and listen to music at the same time.
I don't know. He's probably listening to Linkin Park. He's a big Linkin Parker.
Linkin Park is good. Tell them next week we'll play Linkin Park for you.
Oh. All right, yeah, I'll be like, hey, you gotta listen, and we'll play a secret Linkin Park song that...
He can suggest it if he wants.
Oh, give him a little incentive to listen?
I mean, I guess he could just listen to the song on his own, but...
Yeah, but, like, maybe he'll be like, oh, it's on the internet radio.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, so here it is, Clay Pigeons.
Also, Bird says, nice burp.
Thank you. Thank you, Birds.
Also knows your full name for some reason.
Probably because you call me by my full name. Do I know Birds?
I don't think you know Birds. That's Birds. I don't think you know Birds. I see no reason why you would know Birds.
I don't know. She looks familiar.
Oh. Okay, well, maybe.
Wait a second. I might have trained her to do radio. Does she have a radio show?
She does have a radio show.
I think
show.
I trained her to do radio. I think I had to meet with her. Like, I was doing held training one time with a bunch of people, and I think she was there. But I also could be totally wrong, so
yeah. Listen to her show. It's 2:30 on some day. It's like at some like middle of the day hour, like before 4. So you can listen to it if you want.
You don't know the day?
I don't know the day. It might be Tuesday.
All right.
No, maybe. I don't know. It's on some day. I think it might be on a Tuesday, but like at like 2:30. Doesn't really matter. Oh, because it also says your name on the website.
All right, makes sense.
And not my name.
And not Alex's name. Okay, never mind. Maybe I don't. Well, regardless, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Birds.
This has been the Matt and Alex Show. You are listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College in Eastern Pennsylvania.
You're Matt Gerber. And I'm Alexander Edward Andrews.
Oh, I'm Matthew Ryan Gerber, if you want
Matthew
to get fancy.
Matthew Ryan? You ever go by, like, the name Rye? You're like, you're a Rye guy?
No.
No, not a Rye guy.
I don't think I've ever once gone by Ryan. I like the middle name Ryan.
It's a good middle name. It's a solid middle name. Mm. No one has ever called me Edward.
Mm. I might have to start, if you don't mind.
That'd just be weird.
Eddie?
I don't know. I want to be Double D. You can call me Double D.
Double D.
Because I'm real smart. You ever watch Ed, Ed and Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Double D.
Okay.
The brains of the group. Even though, like, they're all kind of really not that smart.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week to hear Linkin Park and Alex breathe in heavily some more.
I think that's part of the radio characteristic is me just breathing a lot.
Yes. Anyways, thank you for listening. This is going to be our last song, Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera. Here it is.
Goodbye, Michael Cera.
I'm going down to the railway station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. For answers to questions that I already know, I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day and start talking again. And I know what to say.